time for trash talking ahead of tonight's big game between Oregon and Ohio State. It's the first championship game in college football's new playoff system, and our reporters on this story are totally biased. NPR's Tom Goldman goes first.
That's Tom Goldman, University of Oregon, class of 1979. Hit it. I drove to the U of O campus in Eugene last week, where hotel and restaurant marquees proclaimed, "Ducks beat Bucks and bring home the championship." On my mind, one question.
Why will Oregon beat Ohio State?
You said that, I didn't.
Of course I did, but I understood why Oregon defensive coordinator Don Pelham wouldn't give the Buckeyes any bulletin board material. Maybe linebacker Tony Washington would.
As good as they are, why will you beat them?
I'll tell you that after the game.
Obviously, these Ducks were as adept at tap dancing through interviews as executing their warp speed style of football. So, I headed to the campus bookstore, now called the Duck Store, searching for a better answer to why will Oregon win? I got it from freshman Mercedes Mingus.
Because we're better. We have more weapons.
Ain't that the truth? Oregon's first ever Heisman Trophy winner, quarterback Marcus Mariota, leads the third-ranked offense in the nation, which averages a whopping 553 yards a game. The defense showed its grit in the playoff semifinal trouncing of defending champion Florida State, so the defense ranks 84th nationally compared to 17th for Ohio State. As Mingus points out, there are other obvious advantages to Oregon.
It's so beautiful. Do you see how many beautiful green trees are here? I can't imagine living somewhere that's brown and smoggy. Oh, gosh, no. I don't want to be in Columbus. I'd be in Eugene any day over Columbus.
Great trees, great movies.
Food fight!
The greatest college movie, Animal House, was filmed at the U of O. And then Oregon's got that great little mascot that inspires its fans. Fans like 72-year-old Barbara Arvanitas.
Everybody quacks.
Not at Ohio State, where the mascot is a nut. Seriously? To be fair, which none of this is, there's another side to the story. In Columbus, where reporter Karen Kassler went to grad school. Okay, Karen, bring it.